Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Normally we would be halfway home, but our new schedule is getting us off at 10 o'clock. So we'll be on with you from 7 to 10 weeknights here, which means we start the Brown Liquor Music Hour earlier because we're off at 10. So the final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Of course, it is a Motown Monday. Lionel Richie, a little bit of All Night Long, because we're going to be out of here before All Night Long goes into effect or what have you. But anyway, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. I'm at JMSage316 on Twitter. He is at TheDLewis4Real on Twitter. By the way, Braves are in a rain delay as of right now at the start of the top of the sixth inning. So Braves have not even batted yet. So top of the sixth inning, we're in a rain delay. Pirates lead 7-5. Spencer Strider, 2 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. At least he didn't give up a home run. At least he didn't give up a home run, because that's been his real big bugaboo so far this year. 63 pitches. His ERA now sits at a robust 3.94. So, again, but he does lead the league in 2 of the 3 Triple Crown categories. He leads the league in wins, leads the league in strikeouts. That ERA title is not going to be within his grasp or anything like that. By the way, Max Fried at a .169 ERA, in case you're scoring at home in his 6 starts. All right, let's get to what we call a college football roundup.
It's time for the College Football Roundup, a complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So, story coming out that the ACC plans to start discussing Cal and Stanford as potential new members. Now, you say to yourself, self, why would the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Atlantic, not Pacific, Atlantic Coast Conference, be interested in those two teams? Why? Because you can't stay stagnant. It's like a city. It either grows or it regresses. It doesn't just stay still. That's college football in today's world. Either you expand or you're left behind. And that's the reality of it. Now, everybody can say whatever they want to say. I've sat down with Greg Sankey, sat 2 feet from me, and we talked about this last year with me and Andy and Randy about, you know, are you satisfied with where the conference is? Yes. Well, guess what? Now it's an arms race, because they fired the first salvo. They brought Texas and Oklahoma over. I don't think the SEC's done expanding. We're going to get super conferences. I've told you this for 11 years now that I've been on air. I've always said it. Super conferences is coming. Now we're getting that model. Because it makes all the sense in the world. Don't divide up the pie as much, if you will. And, again, they can control their own destiny without having to fluff their way through multiple conferences and try to figure things out. So, again, either you expand or you're left, or you get left behind. You either expand or you become the Pac-12. That's how it is in today's world. That's how it happens. You have to be growing at all times. Pac-12 was not growing. They regressed. So I'm not surprised. Would I be surprised? This is not never about football either, by the way. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, I got in this argument with Freaky a couple of years ago when we actually hosted together on a Saturday. By the way, Day-Day, I will be on Sunday from 10 to 2 on Sunday for John Freaky. So Freaky's off. I think he's in some lake or whatever like that. And so he's off. So I will, I'll be on from 10 to 2. But him and I got into this discussion because he thinks like a fan. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if you think like a fan, you're getting left behind. And it's not just about the eyeballs on TV. That's the biggest part of it. That's the driver for everything. But there are all kinds of other things revenue related to it. We talked about Stanford. Look, Stanford's one of the best, you know, sports programs in the country. Their football is what it is. Their basketball program is what it is, and it's been good at times. But their golf and swimming and gymnastics and baseball and everything else that goes along with it.
Their softball is really
good. Yeah, softball's real. Okay, so, I mean, again, we're looking at all of their, you know, sport activities that become attractive and valuable to a conference. And by the way, it's out in California. Any of those cities out in California are big populated centers. I don't care if it's from Frisco to L.A. to El Segundo to Rancho Cucamonga to San Luis Obispo. You know, it's all big populated areas that you have all throughout California, except for some remote areas. But you've got populated areas everywhere. San Jose, San Diego, right? Those are all big populated areas. Rancho Cucamonga. I just like saying that because the Bucks are from Rancho Cucamonga. Anyway, 940, we'll get to SummerSlam. But so this is not surprising at all that this is all happening. All right, the coaches poll came out today. Georgia, the overwhelming number one. And I'll be honest with you, Alabama got 4 first place votes, and they're number 3. Michigan is number 2, which, look, I'm a little bit surprised that Michigan is 2. I can understand after 2 straight playoff appearances, after having beat Ohio State, but can they do it a third time? I don't know, maybe. I would have thought Ohio State or Alabama would have been number 2. One of those 2 teams. But I'll give credit. I mean, they look at what Michigan has done the last couple of years, and they put them at number 2. They got a nice quarterback. Their quarterback's back. Maybe the best running back in all of college football in Blake Corum. Their defense will still be good. They still have a lot of personnel on that team. I don't know if they have as more than Ohio State, but, you know, we'll see. They beat them the last 2 years. But the fact that Alabama got 4 first-place votes, and Ohio State got 1 first-place vote. I'm surprised that those 2 teams accumulated 5 first-place votes. I'm more amazed by the idea of the fact that Georgia didn't be unanimous at number 1. Again, given back-to-back national champions, they beat Ohio State and Alabama. I know they did it last year, but again, you usually reward a program like that that's done that much in the world of college football. But Ohio State got 1 first-place vote, Alabama 4. Georgia got 61 first-place votes. The rest of the top 10, Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, that's your first five, Southern Cal, Penn State, Florida State, Clemson, Tennessee, round out your top 10, and then Washington, Texas, Notre Dame, Utah, Oregon, 11 through 15, and then TCU, Kansas State, Oregon State, Oklahoma, North Carolina. That's the rest of your top 20. I think Florida State's undervalued. I know a lot of people are either high on them or think they're overrated. I'm high on Florida State. I think Florida State has got a really good squad, and I think they're going to be that potential sleeper team, if you will, that can find themselves in the playoff. Like, when all is said and done, I think they can find themselves in the playoffs because I think they're immensely talented. Really good quarterback, dominant defensive player. I would love to see Jared Verse in a Falcons uniform. But again, we don't sack the quarterback. How silly of me to say that we would talk about sacking the quarterback and everything that goes along with it. So
The advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Oh boy. Can we do that? Can we do some of that? That rounds out your top 20. And I'm even a little bit surprised LSU, who's obviously they have a terrific quarterback and they have a really good team. I'm surprised Southern Cal isn't 5-4 somewhere in that range. Caleb Williams coming back. Obviously questions about their defense, but when you look at the personnel that is coming back, it's an immense amount of personnel. And obviously the Heisman Trophy winner, who I'm not going to say is going to be the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman, because it feels like somebody always comes out of nowhere. I still think that the best player in college football is arguably Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's the most dominant college football player in the country. I think he could be the number one pick when all is said and done in the NFL. So I'll take him, but certainly Caleb Williams is another guy who, is a guy that is the defending national champion. But how often do we see those kinds of things? And finally, Nick Saban talking about how the new coordinators at Alabama embrace the process. Now, that's better than embracing the suck, which is what Dan Quinn was asking for. Maybe that's the difference. See, Nick Saban talks about embracing the process. Dan Quinn talks about embracing the suck. Maybe there's a reason why one guy's got 5 or 6 national titles. Maybe there's another where the other guy has got, a non-head coaching gig. But I digress for all of that. But talking about his coordinators, Kevin Steele, obviously Tommy Reese as well. Talk about the Alabama standard. Coach Steele was talking about that's kind of a loaded question in some regards. The process is built, and it started in 07. I was here. It hasn't gone anywhere. It really hasn't. Obviously, offensive football has changed, but it's harder on defense right now than at this present time than maybe it's been in a long, long time. But the process is the process. So, again, can't argue with the success of Nick Saban and what that program has been able to do. But certainly, at some point, maybe you start to catch up to coordinators, being changed around all the time, players, being changed all the time. Maybe at some point that this starts to catch up to them a little bit. So we'll see what happens there. But Alabama embracing the process and not the suck. Good to hear. All right. When we get back, it will be time for That's Life. Never believe a social media influencer, Day-Day. Plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show 920 live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So, Day-Day, something that's coming up from auction is all of Roger Moore's memorabilia, props, and clothing from his James Bond days.
Oh, wow.
He's got all kinds of stuff, like the white ski suit from A View to a Kill. He's got his tuxedo from A View to a Kill in the Eiffel Tower scene. He's got stuff from The Spy Who Loved Me. He's got stuff from Moonraker. He's got all kinds of different things, and he's got some of the props, like some of the watches and different things that were part of his films. So the auction is going to take place in London on October 4th, celebrating the 50th anniversary year of Roger Moore's first appearance as 007. Bonhams has confirmed that a portion of the proceeds will go to the UNICEF fund, which he was appointed, if you don't know, Roger Moore, before he died, was appointed the ambassador to UNICEF back in 1991. But there's all kinds of really cool things that are going to be up for auction. Props, again, clothing, everything that he's basically selling off his inventory. And, of course, he's dead now. I mean,
so it's his estate.
Yes. I do have his autograph. I do have.
I think you told me about
that. Yes. The only ones I don't have are, I don't have Sean Connery's, but I'm going to get that at some point. I'm gonna dedicate my life to it. I'll get his at some point. And Timothy Dalton. That's okay, the only two nice. I don't have. I've got Roger Moore, got Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan, George Lazenby. I've got all of their autographs. I just need the last two. So very cool. I would, if I had money, I would be interested in all of that. All right. Do you know who is it? Kai Cenat, K-A-I is the guy's first name. C-E-N-A-T is the second name.
Is that the that's the kid that had that frenzy up in, was it in New York?
Well,
is that
yes.
where it was at?
But so I guess he's a boob tuber. Okay.
Yeah.
So it says that he is the most subscribed Twitch streamer of all time. Now, isn't Dukes and Bell on the Stitch?
Twitch, yeah. They're
okay. So they're on the Fletch. That's the thing that they're on is Fletch, right?
Twitch.
Okay.
But yeah.
So he is, I guess, the all-time subscriber. He surpassed Ludwig's record during a February 2023 subathon. He was named Streamer of the Year at the 12th Streamy Awards and the 2023 Streamer Awards. I guess he's 21 years old, which is, you know, old for a streamer. But he's the most subscribed guy on Fletch of all time. And that's what Dukes and Bell is on, right? The Stitch?
Yeah.
Okay. He has three siblings, a younger brother, an older brother, and a twin sister. Okay, so he's a boob tuber. Well, guess what? Over the weekend, or I guess this was, this was over the weekend that Twitch streamer charged with inciting a riot after giveaway draws huge crowds at Union Square in New York City. So I guess he's been charged with inciting a riot and unlawful assembly after thousands of people gathered in Union Square for a giveaway but left dozens of people arrested and several police officers injured. He's got 4 million followers on BoobTube. He's got 5 million on InstaSnap. He's got 6.5 million on Fletch. And he said on Wednesday he would be hosting a huge giveaway at 4 o'clock on Friday in Union Square Park. He said he'd be giving away computers, PlayStation 5s, microphones, keyboards, all kinds of different technology and stuff like that, or gadgets and gimmicks and stuff like that. And people were getting there at about 3 o'clock, and they said it went from 300 kids to a couple of thousand in minutes. They termed it a level 4 response as far as disaster response goes. Individuals in the park began to commit random acts of violence toward the police and the public. You had people walking around with shovels, axes, and other tools from construction. Individuals were also lighting fireworks, throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other. And they said Cenat, or whatever his name was removed by police for safety reasons. He said on Stitch or Fletch or Zilch, whatever it is, he said that Twitch streamer had not alerted the police to the gathering or obtained a permit, and it was declared an unlawful assembly. So again, I hope everybody was arrested in it. Everybody should be arrested. In fact, they should all send him to the gas chamber. It was me. But anyway, is that a little extreme for what are they on?
Yeah, that's a little.
What are they on? Zilch?
Twitch.
Fletch. So anyway, 65 people arrested, 30 juveniles. They all deserved it. They all deserve it. So again, I guess young people are impressionable and stuff like that. So he said that people would win prizes by answering random questions. And he said, if you get it right, boom, you get a PS5 just like that. Okay. How many people got something for it? The answer is none. Yeah. Because he put this on his what is it, Stitch?
Twitch.
Okay. So, yeah. So, again, don't believe what you hear on Fletch. Anyway. All right. Happy birthday to Charlize Theron. Certainly, obviously, one of the most beautiful women in the world. But also, I really liked her in that, whatever that Mad Max movie was. And obviously, she's done some different, you know, action movie star and stuff like that kind of thing. So tonight's top 10 list, your top 10 favorite female action stars. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right, I actually have two Charlize Theron movies. So I actually liked her in Old Guard. That was one of the Netflix movies that came out when, I think we were still kind of coming out of the pandemic, but, you know, that's when Netflix and all the stuff started popping up on there.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I like her in is Devil's Advocate.
Okay.
Her and Al Pacino.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Oh, sorry.
love that movie. Did you see the movie Widows?
Mm-mm.
It was with the Michelle Rodriguez girl. It's four of them. It's actually got a crazy
twist. She's good too. I mean, I like Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
She's in all of the fake Furious,
all the Fury,
funky F word.
Yeah, it's
movies.
Got her. Viola Davis.
She was also in. She was also in SWAT.
Yes, she was. She was. That was one of her early movies. But it's her, Viola Davis, and I can't remember who the other two actresses in it, but Liam Neeson is in it as well. You got to check it out because I don't want to spoil the movie. I think you'll like it. Anyway, let's keep going. Charlie's Angels with the original movie version with Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
and,
so I like Lucy Liu. I got her on my list.
All right. Zoe Saldana for Columbiana.
Yeah, that was a pretty good flick,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that was. Obviously, Uma Thurman, Kill Bill.
Okay, that's a good one.
I've mentioned this one before to you. I love Kate Beckinsale in The Underworld.
I figured you would have Kate Beckinsale on your list.
Yeah.
So.
And then Queen Latifah as Chloe in Set It Off.
Oh, yeah. The bank robber.
Yes. And then I don't know this young lady's name, but she played the girl with the dragon tattoo.
With Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, that was a book.
Yes.
That was a book that it was written about. I don't know who that girl is.
Yeah. And then they did the sequel, but I don't think it was the same actress. I think it was a different actress.
It was a different person, but it was a completely, like Daniel Craig wasn't in the second one.
No, he wasn't
in
the second one, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, yep. I remember that girl, but I don't remember who she was.
Yeah, but she
like
was
that.
Good in that. And then Wanted, Angelina Jolie in Wanted.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, Angelina Jolie is top of the list on these kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk her in
the Tomb Raiders.
Womb Raider.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's been in, what's the... Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah, so I mean, she's really good. So she's at the top of my list as well. I did have Lucy Liu, and I like her. I like her in Charlie's Angels. But I also, did you ever see that Mel Gibson movie that she was in? Oh my gosh, she plays like this mob boss or whatever. I think it's like Revenge or something like that, or it's where Mel Gibson is a hitman who goes straight or something like that. Can't remember what that movie is called.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, but I thought she was really good in that. And I like her overall. I liked her in Kill Bill as well. So I got Lucy Liu on my list. Carrie Ann Moss from the Matrix movie.
Oh yeah.
Like she was,
she was great in that. Yeah, she was.
She was real kick ass in that.
Yeah, she was
in that movie. I go with the OG. I still go with Linda Hamilton in the Terminator movies.
Okay, yeah.
Especially Terminator 2. Like she's great in Terminator 2. Even first Terminator when she's kind of like the, you know, soft woman and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then by the time the second one comes along, she's like hardcore. Sigourney Weaver, the other OG.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well. Aliens. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Payback. I found it for
payback,
you.
Payback. There you go. Yeah. Payback. Yeah. Ronda Rousey in The Expendables.
I didn't see. So which one was she in?
She was in the third one.
Okay. See, I didn't see that one.
She was in the third one. I just like Ronda Rousey because she's a badass. Anyway.
Now, I will tell you this. Her and Michelle Rodriguez, they got a really hell of a fight scene in one of the I don't know. I couldn't tell you which one it is. I just saw it on TV one day.
Fake fast.
Yeah. But in
foolery.
But in one of those, they got a you know, and obviously stunt doubles play a role, but the fight scene itself is crazy.
Yeah, I think she's about to leave WWE, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's about to leave WWE. Again, she did the job on the way out, and she's going to be gone. So, Charlize Theron, I think she's multiple things. Here's an underrated one, Gina Carano. Do you ever see the movie Haywire?
I don't think so.
Haywire is pretty good. Go watch Haywire. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good action flick. She kicked butt in that movie. So Haywire is pretty good. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah. I mean,
you got to.
I mean, I was gonna put her on my list, but I was like, you know, there's so many. Yeah, but she's great. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she looks good and she's fighting like that.
Yeah,
so,
she's.
I don't like the red hair though. That's the only thing I don't like. was that the hair color in the comics too?
Like for Black Widow.
Yeah, for Black Widow.
I think she might have had a different. I can't really remember the comic character of her, honestly.
Yeah, I until she came along, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know that there was a Black Widow.
I always knew, but she wasn't a character I was interested in, so I didn't really, you know.
Yeah, I can understand. And then my final one is, do you know who Michelle Yeoh is?
Yes.
So she was a Bond girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yes.
Kicked butt in that movie, and she was in Hidden Dragon, Crouching
Tiger, yes,
something.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's really good, and she's legit too. I mean, so and then she was in that movie that just won the Oscar, whatever that futuristic movie was.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Like I don't know what that thing is called.
Something. It had like a crazy title too.
Yeah, it did.
Jamie
Lee Curtis won the Oscar for that movie as a supporting role.
Yeah, what was that movie?
Yeah, whatever that movie was. But I watched part of that movie, and that whole movie's too crazy for me to just be able to absorb and watch and things like that. So anyway. All right, hit us up with your list. When we get back, we're going to review SummerSlam from Saturday night. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. We're headed to the top of the hour, and Jason Longshore with Atlanta Soccer Tonight coming up at 10 o'clock. It's our new time that we get out of here. Sports Radio, 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuck Reed Show. Headed toward the top of the hour, Jason Longshore coming up then. Our new schedule, we are off at 10 o'clock. So we'll still do the Love TKO before we get out of here. But Jason Longshore will be coming up at 10 o'clock with Atlanta Soccer tonight. Obviously, probably going to recap the knocked out performance by the U.S. women's national team. And that was not a very impressive outing, especially in that final match after it started off so good against Vietnam and then did not do a whole lot after that. So, all right, Day-Day, before I give you my thoughts, I know you finished watching SummerSlam.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
Overall, just okay. Like, if I had to give it a grade, honestly, I'd probably give it like a C. Best match of the night. Well, before I get to that, I'll say the match between Cody and Brock. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was cool for Brock to, you know, I guess that was in a sense kind of putting him over a little bit to put him onto that next whatever it's going to be now. But I just thought the match was just, it was so dominant by Brock, and it was just kind of, you kind of knew that's what they were going to do after a while. I was like, okay, they're just going to let Cody just have that 5 minutes. You know, Brock dominates for 10 and then Cody gets his, you know. So I was kind of disappointed in how they kind of played that match out. But the best match of the night for me was Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. That match was great to me. And then even how it ended with Damian Priest coming out and trying to help him. And I thought that match, and you know how I feel. I just love the reaction Seth gets when he comes out, man. That dude, I'm sorry, he's still a rock star to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they sing his song like crazy.
Yeah, I love it. And then I was not disappointed in the tribal combat. It ended just like I thought it would, though. I had a feeling Jimmy was going to interfere. I didn't know which kind of way he was going to do it. I was shocked that I take that back. I wasn't really that shocked. But I knew he was going to interfere, and him doing the way he did, I was just like, so that storyline is going to keep going. They're going to milk that thing as long as they can.
Yeah. So I thought the best moment was Io Sky cashing in
the way she did. Yeah.
I liked the three-way match with the ladies, but I really wish Bianca, and I was on with Bo Johnson on Saturday night. I really wish that Bianca would have turned heel. I wish she would turn heel and stop the skipping and the hair twirling and all that stuff and just cut a kick-ass promo.
Right.
Like, I think if you let Bianca loose, I think she's a tremendous performer, and she could, again, if they let her do what she does, she could just punish some of the other women. I like that moment.
She is brutal when she gets to it.
I like the moment. I would guess this maybe sets up Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley, and that's because Survivor Series, which will come up in November, is champion versus champion.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to guess that Io Sky is going to take on Rhea Ripley because I'm not going to guess that either one of those girls is going to lose the title between now and then.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's going to set up SummerSlam, because that will also set up potentially, and this would be a great match, if you could set up Seth Rollins and Roman at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Champion versus champion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pivot to Cody for the WrestleMania run.
Right.
That's the only way that this thing makes any sense, is if Cody wins at WrestleMania next year and beats Roman Reigns.
Right.
So he gets his win back and all that stuff. I liked the Brock Cody match, and Cody had to win that match.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't advance his story if he doesn't win.
Right.
Wouldn't make no sense. Should he have hugged him
Yeah, that, like, part at the end.
Okay. I mean, you know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch much of Finn Balor and Seth because I've seen that match 4,000 times.
It was good.
I've seen that match 4,000 times.
I know.
And I'll tell you what. I didn't like the main event. First off, that match was way too long. Like, that match didn't end until like 12:15.
Mm.
Like, those guys wrestled forever. That match was way too long. It was too predictable. I in all honesty, and I don't know if they're ever going to do this, you should have had Rikishi and Afa and Sika come out at some point.
Yeah.
That would have been the thing, would have been to have the tribal council, to have the OGs
have them
come
be,
out, yeah. do something.
And but they may still do that, though.
They may.
They may still
but,
do that.
But this is their second biggest pay-per-view of the year, though. Like, you have to understand, this is their number two pay-per-view that they run.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think it was a very good show. I was giving the WWE the benefit of the doubt because I told this to Bo. I said, look, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because their pay-per-views have been outstanding this year. Like, they are white hot. Like, they are red, mm-hmm. white hot with how good the WWE has been this year. And a lot of it's the Bloodline, right? I mean, right. but it's been Sammy and Owens and all that, too. But the storyline for the Bloodline has been white hot great. And I was looking at the card, and I was like, okay, there's no chance Jay's going to win. Cody has to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance that Drew McIntyre is beating because
right.
again
Gunther,
they've got one of the best stars on the Gunther is fantastic.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures? He's lost a lot of weight.
Oh yeah, he has. Yeah, but I mean he's fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
I mean he's a tremendous wrestler. There's no reason to take the belt off him.
Mm-mm.
So that wasn't going to happen. I like the Io Sky thing. I mean again. They're probably going to set her up for her and Rhea, but mm-hmm. I like that idea. The triple threat match was...
I didn't like it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was too busy. I liked the finish with Bianca
yeah.
winning the title,
and then,
rolling her up
yeah.
in the figure four,
right.
or figure eight, what it's going to be. I like that, and then Io coming down and cap.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
But the match was...
It seemed like it was too much for them to really get rhythm, get
well,
that
it's,
ring.
Because it's hard to do as a three-way.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
when you have a three-way match like that, you're going to have two people in the ring, one on the floor.
Right.
That's how it always ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
The underrated match was Logan Paul and Ricochet.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was
pretty
good.
Again, it was what it was. And the reason Logan Paul went on first is because he wanted to go see his brother fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was going out to Vegas to watch his brother fight. Logan Paul needed to win.
Yeah.
So that was the right result. For what it was, I mean, it was fun. But again, you knew that those two guys were just going to jump from one end of the ring to the other.
Right.
I mean, they were going to, that's what they were going to do. But I'm of the opinion it should have been a better show than that. There wasn't many surprises. Usually SummerSlam listen, the last couple of years for SummerSlam, last year was Damage Control showing up
mm-hmm.
to Bianca and Becky.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that was Becky showing up to beat Bianca
mm-hmm.
in like 30 seconds to pin her. I mean, usually SummerSlam's got some surprises to it. Other than the Io thing, there wasn't any big surprises. I mean, you know, last year was Brock and Roman with the bucket loader that mm-hmm. lifted up the ring, right?
Right.
I don't know. I didn't like the main event. I mean, it was too predictable. I've seen that match 1,000 times, it feels like. And, okay, Jimmy turned on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you knew, like, when he went out with the injury, you knew that, you kind of had the feeling that that's where they were going to go.
I mean, if this is the way you're going to drag it out, it's like, okay. So we're going to get brother versus brother?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what I did? To your point, because I thought about you once I finished it and that happened, I thought about you and I said, well, I wonder if this is their way potentially to get Cody into the fold as far as facing Roman, because maybe now if Jay is off on his own, obviously there's going to be some times where he needs a tag partner.
But I don't think all of that, because Payback is the next pay-per-view. And then they'll get into – Payback will be in September.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be – I think it's Hell in a Cell is October, and then November will be Survivor Series. That will be champion versus champion. Like, that's
right.
They have the Survivor Series match, and then they have champion versus champion.
Right.
So I think Roman and Seth are going to have a match at Survivor Series. That's going to set that up. And then Cody's going to come out of that, and that's going to start the build to WrestleMania. But again, I still will contend Cody should have won the belt at WrestleMania.
Last year.
I mean, he, if you're going to have him win the Royal Rumble and all this kind of stuff, and he was white hot coming off that injury with the match against Seth Rollins in the cage and all this stuff, you needed to put the belt on him. You know, even if it meant that Roman wasn't going to have his 1,000 days as champion, right. With all due respect, nobody cares. In today's modern world,
right.
Like nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's not Pedro Morales. It's not Bruno Sammartino. It's not even Hogan. I mean, it was a big deal back then, but it's not a big deal now.
Right.
We see the belts change so many times. It's not a big deal now to have a guy be the champion that long, other than the fact that Roman is so good in his role and Paul Heyman's a master. Like Paul Heyman's the best of all time. But if you're not going to have Cody and Roman at WrestleMania next year and right. He wins the title, again, I don't know what. And it was a long pay-per-view. I mean, it was long. Like, it was,
yeah.
I mean, it started at 8, and it didn't end until, like, 12:30. And then they had the press conference after that. I mean, it was long pay-per-view. I mean, so I thought it was okay. There were moments that were good, not enough good moments compared to what they've done on pay-per-view this year. That Puerto Rico crowd was fantastic. Yeah. That pay-per-view was terrific. I forget what that pay-per-view was now.
That was
Backlash.
Backlash.
Yeah, that was tremendous. The Rumble was tremendous. The WrestleMania was tremendous. I just didn't think that this was as good a pay-per-view. Yeah.
You know what else I think they can get rid of? That long walk.
Yeah, that becomes monotonous.
Yeah,
again, like, I mean, it takes Roman 20 minutes to get
to get to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, it took like half, like, the entranceway for Roman is as long as the match.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah, it's way too long, so... I gave the benefit of the doubt to the WWE because they've been so good, but I did not. And the Royal Rumble, that Battle Royal, the right guy won. At least the right guy won, because LA Knight is, outside of Roman, he's the hottest wrestler in the company right now. He is a star.
Yeah.
Like, that crowd craps their pants for him.
Yeah, they do.
Like, he is red hot right now. So, anyway. It's our thoughts about SummerSlam. When we get back, love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Headed toward the top of the hour, Jason Longshore coming up then. Our new schedule, we are off at 10 o'clock. So we'll still do the Love TKO before we get out of here. But Jason Longshore will be coming up at 10 o'clock with Atlanta Soccer tonight. Obviously, probably going to recap the knocked out performance by the U.S. Women's National Team. And that was not a very impressive outing, especially in that final match after it started off so good against Vietnam and then did not do a whole lot after that. So, all right, Day-Day, before I give you my thoughts, I know you finished watching SummerSlam.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
Overall, just okay. Like, if I had to give it a grade, honestly, I'd probably give it like a C. Best match of the night. Well, before I get to that, I'll say the match between Cody and Brock. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was cool for Brock to, you know, I guess that was in a sense kind of putting him over a little bit to put him onto that next whatever it's gonna be now. But I just thought the match was just, it was so dominant by Brock, and it was just kind of, you kind of knew that's what they were going to do after a while. I was like, okay, they're just going to let Cody just have that 5 minutes. You know, Brock dominates for 10 and then Cody gets his, you know. So I was kind of disappointed in how they kind of played that match out. But the best match of the night, for me, was Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. That match was great to me. And then even how it ended with Damian Priest coming out and trying to help him. And I thought that match, and you know how I feel. I just love the reaction Seth gets when he comes out, man. That dude, I'm sorry, he's still a rock star to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they sing his song like crazy.
Yeah, I love it. And then I was not disappointed in the tribal combat. It ended just like I thought it would, though. I had a feeling Jimmy was going to interfere. I didn't know which kind of way he was going to do it. I was shocked that I wasn't really that shocked. But I knew he was going to interfere, and him doing the way he did, I was just like, so that storyline is going to keep going. They're going to milk that thing as long as they can.
Yeah. So I thought the best moment was Io Sky cashing in
the way she did. Yeah.
I I liked the three-way match with the ladies, but I really wish Bianca, and I was on with Bo Johnson on Saturday night. I really wish that Bianca would have turned heel. I wish she would turn heel and stop the skipping and the hair twirling and all that stuff and just cut a kick-ass promo.
Right.
Like I think if you let Bianca loose, I think she's a tremendous performer. And she could, again, if they let her do what she does, she could just punish some of the other women. I like that moment.
She is brutal when she gets to it.
I like the moment. I would guess this maybe sets up Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley, and that's because Survivor Series, which will come up in November, is champion versus champion.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to guess that Io Sky is going to take on Rhea Ripley because I'm not going to guess that either one of those girls is going to lose the title between now and then.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's going to set up SummerSlam because that will also set up potentially, and this would be a great match, if you could set up Seth Rollins and Roman at Survivor Series, champion versus champion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pivot to Cody for the WrestleMania run.
Right.
That's the only way that this thing makes any sense is if Cody wins at WrestleMania next year and beats Roman Reigns.
Right.
So he gets his win back and all that stuff. I liked the Brock Cody match, and Cody had to win that match.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't advance his story if he doesn't win.
Right.
Wouldn't make no sense. Should he have hugged him I mean, you know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch much of Finn Balor and Seth because I've seen that match 4,000 times.
It was good.
I've seen that match 4,000 times.
I know.
And I'll tell you what, I didn't like the main event. First off, that match was way too long. Like, that match didn't end until, like, 12:15.
Mm.
Like, those guys wrestled forever. That match was way too long. It was too predictable. I in all honesty, and I don't know if they're ever going to do this, you should have had Rikishi and Afa and Sika come out at some point.
Yeah.
That would have been the thing, would have been to have the tribal council, to have the OGs
have them
come
be,
out,
yeah.
do something.
And but they it, may still do that, though.
They may.
They may still do that.
But this is their second biggest pay-per-view of the year, though. Like, you have to understand, this is their number two pay-per-view that they run.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think it was a very good show. I was giving the WWE the benefit of the doubt because I told this to Bo. I said, look, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because their pay-per-views have been outstanding this year. Like, they are white hot. Like, they are red, white hot with how good the WWE has been this year. And a lot of it's the Bloodline, right? I mean, but it's been Sammy and Owens and all that too. But the storyline for the Bloodline has been white hot great. And I was looking at the card and I was like, okay, there's no chance Jay's going to win. Cody has to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance that Drew McIntyre is beating because again they've got one of the best stars on the Gunther is fantastic. Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures? Some of his he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh yeah, he has. Yeah, but I mean he's fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
He's a tremendous wrestler. There's no reason to take the belt off him.
Mm-mm.
So that wasn't going to happen. I like the Io Sky thing. I mean again. They're probably going to set her up for her and Rhea, but I like that idea. The triple threat match was...
I didn't like it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was too busy. I liked the finish with Bianca winning the title
and then,
rolling her up in the figure four or figure eight, what it's going to be. I like that, and then Io coming down and cap.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
But the match was...
It seemed like it was too much for them to really get rhythm,
ring. Well, because it's hard to do as a three-way.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
When you have a three-way match like that, you're going to have two people in the ring, one on the floor.
Right.
That's how it always ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
The underrated match was Logan Paul and Ricochet.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Again, it was what it was. And the reason Logan Paul went on first is because he wanted to go see his brother fight. Yeah, so, I mean, he was going out to Vegas to watch his brother fight. Logan Paul needed to win, so that was the right result. For what it was, I mean, it was fun, but again, you knew that those two guys were just going to jump from one end of the ring to the other.
Right.
I mean, they were going to. That's what they were going to do. But I, I'm I'm of the opinion it should have been a better show than that. There wasn't many surprises. Usually SummerSlam has... Listen, the last couple of years for SummerSlam, last year was Damage Control showing up to Bianca and Becky. The year before that was Becky showing up to beat Bianca in like 30 seconds to pin her. I mean, usually SummerSlam's got some surprises to it. Other than the EO thing, there wasn't any big surprises. I mean, you know, last year was Brock and Roman with the bucket loader that lifted up the ring, right?
Right.
I don't know. I didn't like the main event. I mean, it was too predictable. I've seen that match 1,000 times, it feels like. And okay, Jimmy turned on you.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you knew like when he went out with the injury, you knew that you kind of had the feeling that that's where they were going to go.
I mean, if this is the way you're going to drag it out, it's like, okay, so we're going to get brother versus brother. Yeah. I don't know.
So, no, but you know what I did? To your point, because I thought about you when once I finished it and that happened, I thought about you and I said, well, I wonder if this is their way potentially to get Cody into the fold as far as facing Roman, because maybe now if Jay is off on his own, obviously there's going to be some times where he needs a tag partner.
But I don't think all of that, because Payback is the next pay-per-view, and then they'll get into Payback will be in September. I think it's Hell in a Cell is October, and then November will be Survivor Series. That will be champion versus champion. Like that's
right.
They have the Survivor Series match, and then they have champion versus champion.
Right.
So, I think Roman and Seth are going to have a match at Survivor Series. That's going to set that up, and then Cody's going to come out of that, and that's going to start the build to WrestleMania. But again, I still will contend Cody should have won the belt at WrestleMania
last year.
I mean, if you're going to have him win the Royal Rumble and all this kind of stuff, and he was white hot coming off that injury with the match against Seth Rollins in the cage and all this stuff, you needed to put the belt on him. You know, even if it meant that Roman wasn't going to have his 1,000 days as champion, with all due respect, nobody cares. In today's modern world, like nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's not Pedro Morales. It's not Bruno Sammartino. It's not even Hogan. I mean, it was a big deal back then, but it's not a big deal now.
Right.
We see the belts change so many times. It's not a big deal now to have a guy be the champion that long, other than the fact that Roman is so good in his role and Paul Heyman's a master. Like Paul Heyman's the best of all time. But if you're not going to have Cody and Roman at WrestleMania next year and he wins the title, again, I don't know what. And it was a long pay-per-view. I mean, it was long. Like, it was...
Yeah.
I mean, it started at 8, and it didn't end until, like, 12:30. And then they had the press conference after that. I mean, it was long pay-per-view. I mean, so I thought it was okay. There were moments that were good. Not enough good moments compared to what they've done on pay-per-view this year. That Puerto Rico crowd was fantastic. Yeah. That pay-per-view was terrific. I forget what that pay-per-view was now.
That was
Backlash.
Backlash.
Yeah, that was tremendous. The Rumble was tremendous. The WrestleMania was tremendous. I just didn't think that this was as good a pay-per-view. Yeah.
You know what else I think they can get rid of? That long walk.
Yeah, that becomes monotonous.
Yeah,
again, like, I mean, it takes Roman 20 minutes to get
to get to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, it took like half, like, The entranceway for Roman is as long as the match.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah, it's way too long. So, again, I gave the benefit of the doubt to the WWE because they've been so good, but I did not. And the Royal Rumble, that Battle Royal, the right guy won. At least the right guy won, because LA Knight is, outside of Roman, he's the hottest wrestler in the company right now. He is a star.
Yeah.
Like, that crowd craps their pants for him.
Yeah, they do.
Like, he is red hot right now. So, anyway, it's our thoughts about SummerSlam. When we get back, love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.